USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students will go to trial in October. Brian Koberger appeared in court today, where his attorney informed the judge that Koberger would not be entering a plea. The judge then entered a not guilty plea for the 28-year-old. Once it begins on October 2nd, his trial is expected to last 6 weeks. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott officially joined the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. In making his announcement, Scott talked about his upbringing in a single-parent household, saying America is the land of opportunity, not oppression.
Anyone from anywhere at any time could rise above their wildest expectations and imagination.
Scott, who's the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, said the U.S. is retreating from patriotism and faith under the Biden administration. Negotiators on both sides of the debt ceiling issue are trying to resolve the issue of government spending cuts ahead of today's meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The clock is winding down on reaching an agreement to raise the debt ceiling, as the Treasury Department has warned the U.S. could default as soon as June 1st. The NAACP is advising anyone that would listen not to travel to the Sunshine State.
Back in March, the NAACP Florida State Conference voted unanimously in favor of asking the NAACP Board of Directors to issue a travel advisory because of legislation in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis back then.
We get involved in these stupid fights. This is a stunt to try to do that. It's a pure stunt.
NAACP President Derek Johnson on CNN says visiting Florida could put your life in danger.
We are advising African Americans and others that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued.
I'm Lance Pry.
And cases of Bud Light that went unsold and have expired after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy are now being bought back by Anheuser-Busch. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, is still looking for answers following last year's deadly school shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers. Mayor Don McLaughlin said nobody has taken accountability for what happened. He says an ongoing feud between the city and the Uvalde district attorney has made it difficult to access records. A plan has been reached to conserve water on the Colorado River. The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years to help stabilize the river. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 20 years, causing water levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead to drop significantly. The states will receive about $1 billion in federal funds as compensation for the water savings. A crew of four is headed on a private mission to the International Space Station.
A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Sunday afternoon with a live crew.
2, 1, engines full power. And liftoff, Falcon 9, go Axiom.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
Four passengers, including three paying passengers on a Falcon 9 rocket, are now headed toward the International Space Station. The AX2 mission will make history as a stem cell researcher becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel into space. It also marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. I'm Skip Kelly.
And the NBA Western Conference Finals continue tonight as the L.A. Lakers host the Denver Nuggets for Game 4. Denver has a 3-game-to-none lead over the Lakers. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.